Blog Talk Radio.
Sugar Licious. Hello, everybody. How is everybody doing? It is raining in Southern California. Believe it or not, I am like ecstatic. I love, love, love this kind of weather. I can't believe how it is pouring down. It started yesterday. Yes, I even had the excitement of just being on my bed and listening to the rain just trickle down. And I mean, it was trickling hard. So, how is everybody's day today? It is Friday, the day after my birthday. And let me tell you, my birthday was absolutely fan-fucking-tastic. It was, even though it started off a little bit, because I had to go to work. But I did leave at an appropriate time, got picked up, and then headed off to a surprise birthday party. Yay, me. I was in shock, to be honest with you. It was like just absolutely just wonderful. Family was there. Friends were there. Just a few friends because I don't have a lot of friends. I really don't. But seriously, it was really, really nice. I absolutely just had so much fun. I got a lot of things. But most of you know that I don't usually talk about my real life. Oh, my real life. Something almost fell off my... Yeah, anyway, I don't really talk about my real life too much because to me, when you start stepping into your real life, it kind of weakens Second Life because, you know, nobody wants to know about your real life. At least I don't want to know about too many people's real life. But anyway, I'm just going to share my birthday highlights with you because I wanted to. But anyway, I got a lot of Hello Kitty stuff. Those of you who do not know me, I am a big Hello Kitty fan. Most of you think that Sugarlicious is a Elmo fan, but the truth of the matter is the chick behind Sugarlicious is a huge Hello Kitty fan. I mean, absolutely just bah-bah. I love Hello Kitty. That is my thing, even though I kind of think the fact that she doesn't have a mouth is kind of messed up, but when you think about it, she's Japanese with no mouth, and that means that women should shut up. But anyway, we'll talk about that another time. I have 30 minutes to share things with you. 30 minutes. Wow, that's kind of a long time. But anyway, for those who will be listening later on, it is actually pouring down in Southern California. It is just, oh, God, wonderful. My cousin Sunny called me, because she and I and a couple of other family members, my brother Donnie, were like big fans of the rain. It's like, yeah, this is how it should be. And the fact that I love rain so much, I mean, I was just talking about, we have no fucking clue why we live here in Southern California, because when it does rain, it is like the best thing ever, but it doesn't rain long enough. And when it does rain, it's like it's so gone so, you know, so fast. But I was happy that it started last night. And then when I got up this morning to go out, because I'm off today. Can you believe it? I'm actually going to day off. I walked outside. It was like absolutely pouring. I'm thinking, this is just fan-fucking-tastic. It's raining. in Southern California. I even shared, well, I tried to share on my post a song, but I guess I'm going to have to repost it because it's been acting up. But because it rains in Southern California, a lot of people don't know how to drive. And once shit gets wet, like your cable service, for instance, you do have issues. So this morning I was having issues on top of issues, but I didn't care. Just the fact that I had my window open and could hear the rain, it was just absolutely just wonderful. A lot of you have been asking, some of you haven't, about when am I going to start doing my shows regularly. Well, the truth of the matter is I am going to start in March. This is basically not my coming out show, but I just was bored, sitting down, talking to my wifey. Hi, wifey, talking to my wifey. And we were talking back and forth, and then I thought, I think I'll just do the show. Why the hell not? Even though most of you are probably at work because it is 3 o'clock SL time and 6 o'clock for you East Coast people who are probably just getting home and don't know that I'm doing the show. So you can listen to it later, and then you'll know I'm talking to you. But I decided I didn't want to, you know, just be here sitting here, you know, spazzed out and alone and the whole bit, but it's been a really great day. It really, really has been. This weekend, I plan to go see, ready, drum roll, Lego Movie. Yes, I know. That's another thing about me that most of you may not know. Every time I go to a movie, it's normally a kid flick. Even though I'm a big, big, big horror fan, most of my friends like cartoons. Now, I don't know. I don't know if that's something on them or me or whatever, because I picked one movie one time, which was called The Happening, and they were absolutely, like, not happy about it. If you ever seen The Happening, you know why. It was just really a piece of shit movie, but hey, what can you do? I picked it. You're going to tell me no? But it was really a shitty movie, and those who has not seen it, I tell you, still don't see it, because it is just, yeah, it's not a good movie. Anyway, the week was really great. I had a, you know, okay week. I plan on doing a lot this weekend. I plan on really, like, going to the movies, spending some time with fam. My cousin Sunny actually came over, and we spent the morning together. She made cereal, and they went out to proceed, then went and got McDonald's, because the cereal she made, by the time she served it, it was soggy, and I don't eat soggy cereal. My cereal has to be have that crunch texture. I don't like cereal that's basically sogged in milk. So normally I like to get a cereal that kind of like stays, you know, a little crunchier, a little bit of the texture in milk. And I guess she didn't realize that. So while she was in the kitchen preparing a breakfast, she was standing there, I guess, talking to somebody on her cell phone, and the next thing you know, she brought the cereal in, and I was like, you really think I'm going to eat this shit? And then she says, well, I'll go and make it. No, no, you've already ruined the cereal. And I'm not going to have you go back in there and make some more cereal, bitch. So you need to take your happy ass and, yeah, take your happy ass and go buy me from McDonald's. It was good, too. I had a, what was it? Oh, my God. Oh, sausage McMuffin with egg. Even though halfway through the egg, I always take the egg off. I know. I can get it without the egg, but it's like if I don't get it without the egg, then I feel like I'm being, like, punished or neglected. So I'll put it on there. I know. It's, hey, it's me. What do you expect? Somebody with some sense? Hello? Hello, McFly. It's me. So, yeah, I had to, you know, eat half of it with the egg and just took the egg off. And, yeah, anyway, my girl, Miss Brooke Land, posted that shoe whore or whore con, whatever it is, whore contour, shoe whore, whatever it's called, they're doing shoes. Yeah. So that starts tomorrow for all you Second Life girls who like to look sexy. They're doing a shoe thing tomorrow. And I'm sure that Miss Brooklyn will be giving some of those shoes and not giving them. Wait, now. I didn't say she was giving them. I was going to say she's going to give them some props on her post, on her blog. So don't start, like, getting excited and hitting her up going, hey, girl, Sugar said you was giving out shoes, because I didn't say that. I said she was going to be giving props on her blog, so don't get it twisted. Yeah. Anyway, my brother, my wifey's husband, don't ask me how that happened, Roscoe will be doing a probate, I think, tonight or tomorrow night. My daughter will be doing her baby shower tomorrow, and we're going to be doing some filming, too, as soon as we can sit down long enough to start doing it. But I'm really getting excited because I have so many topics for the upcoming month for March, which will be my starting with my shows will be a whole hour long. Yes, you get to hear this stupidness, craziness, this lovely voice for a whole hour starting next month. You know why? Because then I can afford to buy it. Yay me. But anyway, as I said before, you guys know how crazy I am. I'm just like, just always just, yeah. Also, to let you all know, I am no longer with NGR. A lot of you have been asking about that, and it was just a mutual thing. I still love those from more than others, and I always say that. And I have the utmost respect for them. They're the ones who opened my door to sorority life. So I will always have a tender place in my heart for them. I am now ASO, for those who don't know, that's Alpha Sigma Omega, baby. Yeah. Alpha Sigma Omega, we are the black, aqua, and pink. Yes, my grandmother Desiree actually added pink. I'm like, thanks, Grandma. But no, seriously, so I am now with that sorority, and I'm excited about it. It's a step now in a new direction for all of us, and really happy, you know, as regarding to it, because it's something new, a new venture in my life. I promise once I left NGR, I would never join another sorority. But when your grandmother tells you that you need to step up to the plate, you step up to the plate. Congratulations again to my girl, Miss Brooklyn, and my goddaughter, Bomb Bomb, for just crossing Beta Mu Epsilon. I'm telling you, I was so excited about that. I'm just so proud of them. They did the damn thing. They really did. Even without a DJ, they did the damn thing. I was going to scream and holler on mic, but I felt like maybe I shouldn't do that. I was looking around, and I knew I would embarrass the husband and may have embarrassed my girl Brooke and my goddaughter. But I started to get on mic and go, "Not you, I'm not you," you know, scream and holler. But yeah, I kept my composure. But I did scream at the end. I did. And people were like doing their eyes, but I don't give a damn. You can't stop me from moving. What the hell I'm going to do? That's right. You can't stop me. I am unstoppable, people. Now, for those of you who don't know me, probably think, yeah, this chick is, like, on serious drugs. But no, this is how I normally am. I'm really, really crazy in real life, and it cannot be stopped in Second Life. Although my old avatar, who will be having a funeral, by the way, and I'm dead-ass serious about this, she will be having a funeral. Her name is Sam Sugar. We will be putting her to rest very, very soon. When my brother, to my brother, Jamel, about how she is, he said he was glad he didn't meet her. Because she was nothing like me. I really role-played her, like, not like myself, if that makes sense. I kind of, like, had to always think when I role-played her, because I had to play her differently than who I am, which I felt was the best way of doing it. You know, not that I was trying to be secretive or not trying to be myself, but I honestly felt like me being how I am, it may have been too much for some people to actually take or deal with. And then I thought, those who can't deal with it, fuck them. Those who embrace me, love them. So I've got a lot of people who love how I am. So I'm going to stick with this. Stick with who I am. Yeah. Also, we are doing a video for Young and Zen. We actually did the video. He's a L.A.-based rapper. We did a video for him. We had Brooklyn, Zane, let's see who else, my wifey, and my TT Capricorn were the dancers. Well, we did it. We released it to him, and he loved it. Then he showed it to his, sponsors, and they wanted him dancing by himself because at the beginning, he was dancing with a girl, so they wanted him to dance alone. So now we've got to reshoot the whole damn video in Second Life. I'm, like, just Not thrilled about that, but it is what it is. So we're going to have to reshoot it and have him where he's dancing alone. So he just basically kind of wasted my girl's time a little bit, but that's okay. We're going to get paid some kind of way, damn it. Some kind of way we're going to get paid. I don't know how, but we will. Also, a shout-out to my husband, who has been such a sweet, sweet, sweet boy. I've got 3 dozen red roses. I got a little diamond, well, not diamond, but I don't know what, I guess it would be. It's like a yellow canary diamond ring. It's not an engagement ring. No, the boy ain't lost his mind yet, but it's just a little ring. It's really, really cute. And he bought me some King of the Hills. For those of you who don't know me, then again, this is something that you know about me, the person behind. I'm a big King of the Hill fan. I love, love, love King of the Hill. So he bought me a couple of King of the Hill videos. And what else did he get me? God, can't remember. How sad is that? He got me some Hello Kitty stuff, too, but... Anyway, he bought me something else. I just forgot what it was. But I'm going to share. I'm going to take some pictures, and I'm going to share them. I'm going to. Even though, as all of you know, I don't like sharing my Rolex too much. But, you know, I may just do that. I may take some pictures and share them and post them up. The reason why I don't like doing too much Rolex stuff is because, honestly, and this is going to be a subject probably within the next couple of weeks, when you start blending SL with real life, you tend to have a problem because a lot of times the fantasy dies out, and we all know that's the truth. It does. It dies out. So you kind of, I kind of like try to keep me from SL, if that makes sense. Because like no one, I don't think anybody but the hubby has my real life Facebook. I think that's the only person that I know that honestly has my real life Facebook, because I kind of tend to not want to share those things, because it's not that I'm ashamed or anything like that, but sometimes I think there's just certain things you need to keep to yourself. You need, if it doesn't help anyone or doesn't, you know, whatever, then sometimes you need to keep yourself, because honestly, the most deepest I've got with my real life is when I actually did a show and talked about, you know, what happened to me at one point, with, you know, me being abused. And the reason, only reason why I did that and shared that is because I honestly felt like it would help other women. So that's the reason why I opened up to that. Which brings me to Love Yourself First, which I have been excited about. Kind of stopped on it because during Christmas time, shit, it was so hectic, I swear. It was just so much going on in SL that I honestly had no time to do anything. And all my friends can contest to that. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't breathe damn near. It was just really a bad time, you know, helping and everything. But it's over and done with now, so we're moving on from that. So I need to get myself back on track with, you know, opening up, you know, a little black dress, Love Yourself First, and now I've got the ASO. I've got to work on that, too. So it's a lot that I've got going on. And then plus I love helping IOTA. Those are my girls. Oh, so V, a.k.a. Miley, I love helping her out, so I've got to get on that too and, you know, try to help her out, even though Miley's pissed at me right now. If she had a wrecking ball, she would probably wreck me upside my head with it, but we won't go there. Anyway, those who don't know, I call her Miley, and she calls me Amanda. Now, if you don't know who Miley and Amanda is, and I'm not going to even get into it because you really are under a rock, and I don't have time to explain that to you, but... yes, that's what we call each other, and it's something we kid around with. Not a lot of people know about it, but it's fun to do. It's fun. Yeah, because we're both kind of crazy anyway. But I will be doing some upcoming shows. I am working on, or we're trying to work on, a reality show with me and my wife. Yes, as you all know, got pregnant again, got knocked up once again. Yeah, I just can't keep my hands off the man. But anyway, I got pregnant again. And so now she and I are pregnant together, which is going to be interesting for lack of a better word, and I'm sure that our husbands are probably going to agree to that. So we're thinking about doing a little reality show with that. Yeah. You know, I'm going to talk about reality shows soon, too, because a lot of these reality shows are fucking bullshit, and I think you all know that. Anyway, give me about 1 minute, and I shall be back.
Where I might end up. You might see me on the east side, the west side. I'm even going across the bridge, oh, cause I hear they really get down over there.
I am back with 30 minutes, and I just got a phone call. I have no clue. Let me repeat. I have no clue who's on the other line. I really don't. Somebody may get their damn fucking face slammed down, but I'm going to let this caller through. Now, remind you, I have no clue who this caller is. Hello, caller. You are on the line with Sugarlicious. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, Sugarlicious.
Hello.
This is your wifey.
Woo! Wifey!
Hi, my wifey.
Hey, wifey. I was like, who the hell's calling me? I was like, should I answer it? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead.
I heard my ears. My ears were itching, so I knew somebody was talking either shit or about me, period.
Right, okay.
So I figured, who's on air right now?
Know.
Oh, yeah,
this
my
is
wife
my
is on
wifey.
Air.
Wifey.
Let me call her.
My wifey. My wifey, my wifey. If nobody knows what wifey is, and I'll play it. What time is he? Still right by me. Yeah, that's it. What you doing, wifey?
I just, well, I wanted to say hi to you, and then I wanted to apologize to my baby girl, Destiny, because I'm being a real bitch to her. It's
Why?
This hormonal thing I'm going through.
Oh, Destiny, she don't mean it. She really is. I can't even say it with a straight face. She doesn't. Why are you being mean to her? What's wrong with you?
It's I don't know. I'm going down for my coffee high, maybe. I don't know. It's late in the afternoon. I'm at work.
Don't be mean to Destiny. What's wrong with you?
What's
wrong with you?
She's the only one. I mean, she had to go off. Hey, the hormones work with me. You should know.
Yeah. Well, that's what you say.
So,
that's what you say.
Look, this is Lucy and Ethel going on.
You
right
know what?
Here,
I never knew which one is Lucy and which one is Ethel.
Lucy is the red-haired one, and Ethel
I know
is the blonde-haired one.
I know. Oh, my God. Do you hear this woman?
Oh, you're talking about between me and you.
Do you hear this woman? She actually said this on air. I can repeat this over and over again that she actually said this on air. So stupid.
Did she really say that? I don't know. I don't know.
It's like
you'd be amazed.
Because both of us are Lucy. Because we're both like this.
I know.
It's all over the place.
We are. We both
are
loopy. I don't.
We really
I,
are.
I don't
we're
know how we're gonna do
say.
That. Yeah.
Lucy's
so
twin.
Both our shirts are going to have to say Lucy and Lucy.
Lucy and Lucy, yeah, because we're both kind of like just out there. We really, really are.
Or, yeah, because even with Laverne and Shirley, I mean, which one
you? Know,
are
I never
you
liked Laverne and Shirley.
No.
No, I've seen reruns of them and think they are the stupidest two broads on earth.
Hello.
We're no, but not like
stupid.
I mean, not like them. They're like just maybe I watched a bad one. I don't know. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe I watched a bad show.
It could have been a bad episode because I know there have been
maybe
some shows I've watched, and it was the episode I might have watched that I was not interested in, and then everybody around me was like, "Are you serious? It's a great show. It's funny. Yeah, yeah." And I was like, No, it's not. It's stupid.
Maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe I'll watch them again because they just seem to be just, and then their friends seem to be kind of goofy too.
Yeah. Well, if we look around,
or whatever his name is,
us.
Or
Squee. What is it? I can't even think of it. I didn't
is
watch
it Squiggy?
Ever.
Squiggy or whatever.
Squiggly, something like that. I don't know.
Squiggy,
yeah,
whatever his name
retarded.
Is. It's, I don't know who the hell he is, but yeah. He's they're not.
One.
It's not a good show. I'm gonna watch it. After I get off here, I'm gonna go to YouTube where you find everything on YouTube. Everything.
So
even how to cook grits. You know what? I don't know. I just said that I don't really know. I don't really know if you can find it on YouTube. I need to look.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you can.
Looking at
so how are you? How was your birthday?
My birthday was absolutely fan-fucking-tastic. It really was good. I had a surprise party. I
Yay.
Went to, it was nice. Family and friends came, and it was really nice. I really enjoyed it. They cooked some stew. Now, you would think, you know, why stew on somebody's birthday with cornbread? But because I was looking for ribs.
Weather.
I'm not going to even lie. I was going to get some ribs and some, some maybe mashed potatoes or something. And these have breeds make stew.
Okay, well, considering the weather and how it's been out here in California.
That's why I think because it was good. Because the thing is it was –
although
I
probably
like,
wouldn't have went with stew. I would have went with chili.
Yes.
But then – considering it was on a weekday, you don't want to go to work the next day with bubble guts, having to excuse yourself and go outside
true.
Real quick to let them out,
But chili would have been. And now
you don't even know
chili?
If it's the quiet and deadly ones. I mean, you just don't know. So maybe stew was the best idea. I'm just saying.
Oh, God. Well, speaking of which, I've only got 90 seconds, but we're going to continue talking because the thing is, even though you can't hear us, people, we can still talk. And then when the show's replayed, you can hear us continuously. You believe that shit?
Yay.
What can you do? Modern. I love it.
Technology. Oh, yeah, because on my screen it says 2 minutes remaining live.
Yeah, but we can still, live.
Until my boss comes over here and be like, aren't you supposed to be working, bitch? Then I'd be like, yeah, but I'm talking to my wifey, hello. Jesus. What are you talking about?
See, it finally failed. I've been trying to hold on to it, and it finally fell on the floor. So remember when I first started talking, I said something's about to fall, and it just went on itself. Fuck it.
Aww.
It's over.
It's over
with. It is. It's over. But anyway, Wifey, what are your plans for this weekend?
Well, let's see. Tonight, we might go, depending on what time Danger gets on, see if we go hit the doctor's office and go cause some issues and, you know, drive him crazy for a little bit. And then Danger is supposed to be filming the probate to avoid the lag for tomorrow. So, and then tomorrow, got the husband's probate to do.
Now wait, that's
and then
my
shop.
Oh
my God,
purgatory. He's having the probate tonight and tomorrow?
No, it's actually tomorrow at 6, but Danger's filming the actual, like the beginning, you know, the show before that, the after party.
Oh, because
actual
of the lag.
Probate. Yeah. So we're just he's just going to record it tonight to get that out the way and then record, just have to worry about recording, I guess, the after party.
When's the after party tomorrow?
Yeah, 6:30, right after the probate. But in the news, other big news, hello, Whore Couture, have you not seen the shoes that are going to show up tomorrow?
No, I haven't. But I did see Brooklyn posted something about it, but I haven't seen the shoes. So
I haven't been. Every year I always say I'm going to go. But I always end up hearing about how bad the lag is if you even get a chance to go in. That's how packed it gets. So I normally don't end up going. But I've been seeing the shoes. And although I can't really wear them right now because it's raining, but
I know.
You know, after, wink, wink, I can wear them. You know? And they
I still don't understand why we have to already wear flats.
I don't either. But what I'm saying
I really don't get that.
Why, Saban, can Saban listen?
No, he can't listen until after.
When he hears this, I'm going to need him to get out my damn box telling me to get off the phone and get back to work. That's what I'm going to need him to do.
Those of you who don't know Savon, you're lucky. That's all I'm going to say. He is a super asshole.
And I'm letting
him
know.
For some reason,
he's listening to
everybody but me and Lady. And, of course, little kids. Well, then again, no, that's a lie. Because one little boy, he told him to shut the fuck up or he'll push him down.
Lord.
Yeah, we were at some little baby store. And I'm like, Savon, you can't talk to kids like that. He said, I just did. Little motherfucker.
I told him I just left you a message on air just for you. He said it cut off, man. I have to wait till y'all finish talking so she can repost it. Patience.
He's such an asshole. Love him to death, though. You got to love him. But he is an asshole. Those who don't know who he is actually my hubby's real life cousin. That's who he is.
Oh wait, he got a message for you. He said, tell Sugar. I said, what the fuck, yo? Finish the hell up.
We need to get his ass on the show next. I wish he could call in, but once it's closed, he can't call back in. I would love to have him on the show. He's such a delight.
Next time.
He's such a delight. What a delight. I just love him so much. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Also have a baby shower tomorrow as well.
Wifey.
Yeah. I'm going to the baby shower. I think I'm going to go to the baby shower first and just be late to the probate. Late to the probate.
Lord.
Late to the probate. Late. Okay.
I'm going to have to hang up now because there's a client walking in.
Oh, what a bitch. Tell her again. Hell no. You hear me, person? Hell no.
I'm going to lock the door. All right. I love you.
Right. Love you too.
I'll see you later on.
Bye. That is the one and only wifey. I love her to death. Those who don't know who she is Lady Dexon in Second Life. I just love her to death. She's like this an incredible person. We just hit it off like, bam. It was just weird. Her sister, who's now my sister, Lovely Orchard, used to host me when I DJed. Yes, I used to DJ. Can you believe it? Me, DJ. But, yeah, I used to DJ, and I was working for a club, and I had no hostess. I didn't realize I needed to bring my own hostess. Bring your own hostess. I didn't know. So she said she would host for me, and we just hit it off, and she's been my hostess. When I do have to DJ, she's been my hostess. And when Lady was at the club, we just hit it off. I don't know what happened, how we took off, but we just started just really having a lot of fun. The next thing I know, we were just, you know, we were girls. And then we became wifey, and it's been, she's just been amazing. I just absolutely love her. She's been one of my biggest supporters. And as for anything I do, man, I could just ask her. And even if I think I can't, she makes sure that I know that I can. Just love her to frickin' death. But I have so many wonderful friends in SL. It's just, it's amazing. If I could just sit down and just, you know, name each of them and talk about each of them, it would just amaze you, you know, how much love I have there. Let me stop because I'm going to get a little sentimental. But anyway, it, you know, it's fun when you, because I've been in SO, shoot, since 2004, and I may talk about that tomorrow, but I've been in SO since 2004, and each time I've been in SL, I make a character, I play her for a couple of times, get rid of her, make another character, play her for a couple of times. I went on with this since 2004, and honestly, when I made Sam Sugar, I had already said I would never make another character after her. But I made Sam Sugar, and I wasn't happy with how her life was going, so I made this one, Sugarlicious. And once I made Sugarlicious, I said, you know what, I'm just going to play her as myself. I'm not going to try to be something different with her. I'm just going to be me. And I have had so much fun being me. And that's what I tell everybody. Unless you're just a real bitch, uncontrollable, crazy-ass hoe that can't, you know, relate to real people, then be yourself in game. You don't need to be anybody else. You know, you really don't. And I had to learn that because now that I'm being myself, I have so many people that I just care about and care about me that my heart just runs over. But, yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy with my second life as well as my real life. My real life, as crazy as it gets, and you guys know I don't really talk too much about my real life, but as crazy as it gets, I'm really blessed. I really, really am. And each day, you know, God sends something my way to open up my eyes about, you know, how things could be and how things are, because it could be a lot worse. But anyway, I'm actually 8 minutes over my time. I can actually sit here and talk for another 20 minutes, because even though you can't hear me and I'm talking to myself right now, I really am talking to myself because it's being recorded. But later, when you listen, you can hear all this. But as the time goes on, I think, as Wifey said, I honestly think I may get up and go get me some chili. Because when she said chili, I thought, you know what? That sounds actually good, some chili. And there is a place that's not, I think maybe if you're on the West Coast, you'll know, but East Coast you may not. It's called Quiznos. If you've never tried Quiznos chili, try it. Honestly, it's the best chili other than mom's and grandma's, of course, homemade chili that I've ever eaten. It's really good. It's flavorful. It's got a little pop to it. It's really good chili. So, honestly, if you really want some good chili, I would suggest to go ahead and go there and get some, because it really is some good chili. And since it's raining cats and freaking dogs in Southern California, I think you should go ahead and get it if you live out here. Some of my family members, not just a few of them, live out here. And you know what? Believe it or not, I went to YouTube and I put grits. And guess what? Grits. Yep. How to make grits. So I'm about to post it right now. Yep, I'm posting it right now, as I said I would. Wifey, I'm going to have her make me some. I would love to have some grits right now. Grits with some sausage and eggs, even though it's like almost 4 o'clock, that still sounds good. You know, some grits, sausage. Oh, God. Some eggs? Mmm. I don't know how they make their grits. I make my grits a little differently, I think, but these actually look really good. Let me put it down. Let me go ahead. I'm posting it now. As I promised. Grits. People who probably just started listening to me probably think I'm real crazy. And honestly, I am kind of like out there. Though I'm like a different breed of animal because I don't really give a damn what people say. I used to, and still on some things, I still have a tender skin. If somebody I care about kind of like talk shit or whatever, it kind of gets me going. But, and I'll talk about this a little bit later, but a week or so ago, I had a whole bunch of things going on at one time. Something on SL Facebook, something on my real life Facebook, friend of mine, something happened to her, and all of a sudden, I just snapped, and I ended up, you know, a place that I shouldn't have been. And I really had to sit there and understand the meaning of stress and what stress can do to you, and to the point where now I don't really give a fuck what too many people say or think. And that's where I'm at now. And I'll talk about that, you know, in the next coming, you know, days or whatever, the next coming month. About how stress can really put you in a bad place where you don't need to, and you cannot allow others to do that to you. And I'm not pointing at anybody, so goddamn, please don't get in my fucking box with any bullshit, because this is just random talking. Because I notice if you say something, people automatically get to the defensive and think it's about them, and it's not. I'm not talking about anybody in general. I'm talking about me and my stress level and where I need to have it at. That's what I'm talking about, nothing more. But I just have to make sure that, you know, that I stay stress-free, because I have to realize that I am not the 18-year-old, 19-year-old I used to be, 21-year-old I used to be, where I can, you know, basically like, fuck it, you know, fuck this, fuck that. It's not like that anymore. It's more or less like, you know, you need to maintain your composure being a person, not just being a lady, because I'm a lady, but I can be raw too, because let's face it, sometimes you get to the point where people will back you up into a wall and you're like, fuck you, back up. And that's where I'm at now, where I'm not taking too much of anybody's shit. I'm at a different zone now, so when people talk shit to me, it rolls off my back like a duck out of water. That's how I'm going for it. But anyway, I didn't mean to turn this into something on a negative scale, because it's not negative. I'm just saying that, you know, that what some of my upcoming shows are going to be about, because that's one of them. You know, the level of stress and how you should or should not deal with it. I've got a couple of guests, hopefully, that will be on my show as well. Young and Vince promised me that he would be on the show talking about his upcoming videos, one that he's doing in Second Life, one of his upcoming videos, so I can't wait for that. Also, I'm going to be having Akiko, who is the new, she just put out Beta, oh shit, she is going to fuck me up. Oh my God, Beta Mu Epsilon, I just talked about them. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Please keep it on with my ass. I'm going to talk to her. I'm also hopefully having the TNT boys on my show, my sister Diva, my brother Jammers, who's now for some reason is on this tiger kick. It's like he's got these tigers that are huge. Their heads are bigger than my head. And I'm like, I'm going to be in fear. I probably have a shotgun or something. Because I'm getting scared. I really am. I'm going to have Carter, who is the owner and creator of Smitty Beats. Sabi, who all know her, she's from IOTA, and she is a big person on helping others, and I really want to have her on my show. Some of my subjects will be if he cheats